The political views of many college students defy easy description. Young women oppose Democrat Hillary Clinton, the only woman still in the race, while many male students support her. Some African American students from heavily Democratic districts say they support conservative Republicans. And in a time-honored tradition, many young adults are breaking with their family's political beliefs. Take Loretta Schaefer. The 21-year-old Illinois State University junior grew up in a family of conservative Republicans. But in this election, she says she is feeling the burn.
The thing about Bernie is that, like, he's been fighting for my rights before my mom was alive. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's not to love?
The issues Schaefer is referring to are free college tuition for all, universal health care, and equal opportunity for people of color. Speaking in a coffee shop on ISU's campus, Schaefer says she never thought much about either political party. Until now.
I never used to pick one. Mm-hmm. I think, like, now that I'm older and I have a better idea of, like, what issues matter to me, I definitely associate more with the Democratic side of things.
Schaefer says she realizes Sanders' Democratic challenger, former Secretary of State Clinton, represents a chance for the first woman to become president. But Schaefer, whose family background is Hispanic, says she was disappointed by a post on Clinton's campaign website. The post said, quote, "Seven things Hillary Clinton has in common with your abuela," a word that means grandmother in Spanish. Schaefer called it pandering.
It was similar to a BuzzFeed article where it was like, seven ways Hillary Clinton is just like your abuela. And then it was like, all of these really bogus points, and then they, like, used Spanish words. Mm-hmm. And, like, pictures of Hillary just, like, doing Hillary stuff, and it was just, like, really distasteful. Like, super distasteful.
Schaefer says she will nonetheless vote for Clinton if Sanders doesn't prevail.
Yeah. You know, I would rather end up with Hillary than end up with a group that expressly is against my interests. Like, Hillary doesn't know what she's about, really, but she can be, like, swayed.
A dance education major, Schaefer says most of her classmates are also supporting Sanders, whom she currently feels will be the eventual nominee.
I don't think you can just go into the presidency with these extreme socialist ideas and expect to get that kind of change, especially if Obama couldn't get that kind of change.
Jimmy Jackson is a broadcast journalism major in his junior year at the University of Illinois in Urbana. He grew up in heavily Democratic Cook County. Speaking to us on Skype, Jackson says he is neither a Democrat nor a Republican. Right now, he supports Clinton. But he also likes Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, whom he considers a long shot.
Establishment politics is kind of going, you know, to the wayside. You know, people kind of want something different. So it's definitely good to hear everybody's side.
And then there is Florida Senator Marco Rubio, whose energy Jackson likes. But he also worries about what he sees as Rubio's penchant for changing positions, something for which his candidate, Clinton, has also been criticized.
She's good with listening to people and changing her mind over time, but Marco Rubio, I feel like it's different with him because, like, when he flip-flops, you might think he just does it for, you know, for election reasons and to get support.
And here's Jackson on another Republican candidate he is watching closely, Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
Cruz, he scares me. Yeah, he's, like, doesn't believe in climate change. He's, like, so far, he's really far right. I can't really take him seriously, like, the things that he says.
Daquan Bruce disagrees. Bruce is a political science major at Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
When we're searching for our next president, we shouldn't just consider their politics. We should consider their personality. We should consider their character.
Bruce says Cruz just may be what the country needs. It's quite a turnaround for this 20-year-old voter. Bruce volunteered for President Obama in 2012. Now, he says he is drawn to Republican positions, a choice he acknowledges is not popular in his staunchly Democratic Southside Chicago suburb.
And then once I actually came to my family and told them I'm Republican, it was honestly like coming out like being gay. Like, everybody was just like, "What? How are you a Republican? What do you mean?" And then my grandma, she like went up, called somebody, and she's like, "Oh Lord, quite a Republican."
But it was a choice Bruce made after considerable deliberation.
I looked at Libertarian, Conservatives, Tea Party Republicans. I looked at the Green Party and other third party that were out there, and I sat down one day and I just like really mapped out all of my values and my political ideological views, and the Conservative Party really seemed to fit.
Bruce, says he doesn't agree with Cruz on some issues like climate change. But like Cruz, he says he is, quote, very opposed to abortion and also supports right-to-work laws. Bruce met the Texas senator a year ago at a national conference in Washington, D.C. for young conservatives. There, Cruz opined on the Second Amendment right to bear arms.
Even at that event, he was concealing and carrying, which was, you know, it was kind of odd to me because I don't like guns. I'm just like, okay.
Still, Bruce says he appreciates what he calls Cruz's passion and willingness to interject religion into his campaign.
It shows that he is not ashamed of what he believes, and he's not changing his ideas just to fit the, you know, the popular society right now.
Bruce's views also underscore the risk that exists in trying to easily typecast young voters. The other candidate Bruce says he likes is actually running as the anti-Cruz, and that's Ohio Governor Kasich.
John Kasich, he's more moderate, but I feel like he has a good public policy as far as like internet, as far as like social issues and even international affairs. Like he's the type of guy that's very like level-headed and has a very mild temperament.
Meg Osland is a 20-year-old junior majoring in English and French at Illinois State. She describes herself as an undecided independent. Osland started out supporting Clinton, but now...
I feel like she's very wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. She doesn't stick to one side, and that makes me very tentative with her. Okay. I used to be all for Hillary. I was totally for Hillary until the election, and she changes her viewpoints. Okay. So it's like, I don't know if I can deal with that.
Social media is playing a major role in shaping young voters' opinions, and candidates themselves are using memes, Twitter, Snapchat, and other new tech means to reach the young voters. But ISU student Loretta Schaefer, the Sanders supporter, has an old-fashioned message for the candidates.
I think the reason that like young voters are so on board is because we haven't been like jaded by politicians yet. And we're like, you say you're gonna do it? Fine, we'll back you up, but you better deliver.
College is said to be a time for students to learn, grow, and find their own voice. From now until November, these college students will be focusing on exercising their political voice. I'm Jean Horde, WGLT News.